Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Germany sign MOUs and agreements in various fields to boost bilateral relationship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges resolution in Ukraine and West Asia conflicts, says India is committed to global peace. Indian and Chinese troops begin disengagement in Debsang and Demchok after over 4 years standoff in eastern Ladakh. Nominations for first phase assembly elections in Jharkhand end. Relief and rescue operations on war footing in Odisha and West Bengal. Severe cyclone Dana turns into deep depression. And in cricket, New Zealand take commanding lead of 301 runs against India on second day of Pune test. India and Germany today signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost the bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi after delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed on the exchange and mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations also expressed their commitment for the Indo-German Green Hydrogen Roadmap along with innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for a mutual legal assistance treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed an MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. Besides, the two sides also exchanged 3 joint declarations of intent in the fields of employment and labour, research and development on advanced materials, and green urban mobility partnership. In the joint press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's commitment to restoration of peace in the wake of ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia. He said, "These conflicts are matters of concern for India and Germany, and India's view has always been that problems cannot be solved through war."
यूक्रेन और पश्चिम एशिया में चल रहे संघर्ष हम दोनों के लिए चिंता के विषय है। भारत का हमेशा मत रहा है कि युद्ध से समस्याओं का समाधान नहीं हो सकता और शांति की बहाली के लिए भारत हर संभव योगदान देने के लिए तैयार है।
Highlighting the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Germany, the Prime Minister said the Innovation and Technology Roadmap has been launched today.
आज हमारे इनोवेशन एंड टेक्नोलॉजी रोडमैप लॉन्च किया गया है क्रिटिकल एंड इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजीज स्किल डेवलपमेंट और इनोवेशन में होल ऑफ गवर्नमेंट अप्रोच पर भी सहमति बनी है इससे आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस सेमीकंडक्टर और क्लीन एनर्जी जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग को बल मिलेगा.
In his statement, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz highlighted the strategic partnership between Germany and India. He said both the nations are growing together with innovation, mobility and sustainability.
Yes, we must avoid one-sided dependencies, particularly in areas of strategic important critical raw materials and certain technologies, for instance. But for us, de-risking doesn't mean less trade or less openness. For us, de-risking means diversification. And this diversification is happening. Look at how German-Indian business relations have developed in recent years. Relations that benefit both sides.
Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon on the German Chancellor's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two leaders expressed satisfaction at the considerable progress that has been made in diverse sectors. Foreign Secretary informed that bilateral trade stood at $33 billion in 2023 and cumulative German investments in India amount to nearly $15 billion. Indian and Chinese troops have commenced the disengagement process in the Debsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control, LAC. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of October, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures in the Debsang and Demchok areas. According to army sources, border patrolling will resume by the end of this month, marking a significant step towards restoring normalcy in the region. Recently, India and China reached an agreement on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar, General Officer Commanding in Chief of Northern Command, said diplomatic and military discussions have facilitated a broad consensus to restore the situation on the ground. According to the plan, by the end of the month, the armies of both countries will start patrolling as they did before April 2020. To avoid future conflicts, the two armies have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive zones. The filing of nominations ended today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren filed nomination from Saraikela, while AJSU Party Chief Sudesh Kumar Mahato filed nomination from Sili. Former Minister Radha Krishna Kishore filed his nomination from the Chhatarpur Assembly seat. Yogendra Prasad Mahato filed a nomination form for Gomia as a JMM candidate. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations until the 30th of October. In Maharashtra, prominent leaders of all parties are filing their nomination for assembly elections. We have more from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today filed his nomination for South West Nagpur Assembly seat today. Mr. Fadnavis, who has been the Chief Minister, Leader of Opposition and now sitting Deputy CM, is serving as MLA for the fifth term from this seat. Meanwhile, Congress has fielded Praful Gudde against Mr. Fadnavis. Other prominent candidates, which includes the sitting Leader of Opposition in the Assembly, Vijay Vedettivar, who will contest the Warora constituency in Chandrapur, while the Maharashtra Pradesh Congress Committee Chairman Nana Patole will contest from Sakoli in Bhandara district. The state BJP president Chandrasekhar Bavankule has already been declared the candidature for the Kamthi constituency in the rural Nagpur, while the BJP leader and the state forest minister Sudhir Mungantiwar will be contesting from the Ballarpur constituency in Chandrapur. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashvani Samachar, Nagpur.
The center today launched the Pandemic Fund project on animal health security strengthening in India for pandemic preparedness and response, along with the 21st livestock census operation. During the launch, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the government is committed to eradicating foot and mouth disease and brucellosis from the country by 2030. Mr. Singh added that the funds received from the G20 Pandemic Fund project will aid in the development and improvement of animal hospitals.
$25 million ka pandemic fund G20 ke madhyam se mila hai. Hum FMD mukt करने के लिए ब्रुसेलोसिस मुक्त करने के लिए वैक्सीनेशन जो चला रहे हैं हमारा लक्ष्य है कि 2025 तक हम इस दोनों रोग पर नियंत्रण कर लें और 2030 तक देश को रोग मुक्त पशुधन का बनाए
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has stressed the adoption of artificial intelligence tools to boost productivity and enhance governance. He said that with AI-powered, data-driven decision-making, civil servants can focus on high-impact areas of governance, ensuring better service delivery and innovation within their departments. The minister added that AI tools like ChatGPT and Gemini can enhance productivity and reduce the burden of repetitive tasks. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that the recently approved Bio-E3 policy will be a game changer in the field of biotechnology and will lead the national bioeconomy to $300 billion by 2030. Presiding over the Memorandum of Understanding signing ceremony between the Department of Biotechnology, DBT, and the Indian Space Research Organization in New Delhi, the minister said India is the first country in the world to have a bioeconomy policy. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. In Odisha, relief and restoration work is ongoing at war footing to bring back normalcy in the cyclone Dana battered coastal districts of Kendrapara, Bhadrak, Balasore and Jagatsinghpur. Personnel from NDRF, ODRAF, fire services, energy and other departments are working round the clock to restore road connectivity and power supply by tonight. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has been reviewing the post-cyclone situation in Bhubaneswar since this morning and has asked the collectors of affected districts to assess the damages caused by Dana and submit their reports by today. Mr. Majhi said the state has achieved its zero casualty mission as there have been no reports of any loss of human life due to the severe cyclonic storm. More from our Bhubaneswar correspondent.
Power infrastructure has sustained extensive damage in Bhadrak, Baleswar, Mayurbhanj, Jajpur, Kendrapada and Jagatsinghpur districts of Odisha. Power restoration reports are in progress for nearly 1 million consumers with 90% restoration expected by tonight. Roads have been cleared at several places within 4 hours of completion of the landfall process this morning. No disruptions in the telecommunication sector have been reported. The state government has already asked the district collectors to take steps for the cleaning of the water bodies in low-lying villages immediately. Some villages in the cyclone affected areas are marooned with rainwater. The Simlipal Tiger Reserve in Mayurbhanj district has been closed till Sunday for the tourist as rain is continuing in the area. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Meanwhile, Dana, which made landfall last midnight for about 9 hours between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra on the Odisha coast, has weakened into a deep depression and is crossing North Odisha at a speed of 7 kilometers per hour. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rain in Midnapur, Jhargram and South 24 Parganas districts in West Bengal. An orange alert has been issued in Kolkata, North 24 Parganas, Howrah, Hooghly, Bankura and Purulia districts. The centre has asked state governments to enhance their preparedness in view of air pollution. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, has written a letter to the health departments of states and union territories regarding air pollution preparedness. He said that air pollution is a significant contributor to acute health conditions and exacerbates the progression of chronic diseases affecting the respiratory, cardiovascular and cerebrovascular systems. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 270 at 4 p.m. The Inter Meteorological Department has forecast that the air quality is likely to be in the very poor category tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has said that various measures have been adopted to make courts accessible for persons with disabilities. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he highlighted the initiative wherein, for the first time, the Supreme Court introduced sign language interpreters for lawyers with speech and hearing impairment. Chief Justice of India Dr. D.Y. Chandrachud also shared his treasured days as a program presenter at Akashvani.
But going to my own personal association with All India Radio, you know, my mother was a classical musician who had trained under Gana Saraswati Kishori Amonkarji. So I have visited these studios in Mumbai with my mother as a young third standard, fourth standard child for her recordings. When I came to Delhi in 1972 and joined college later on in 1975, I was told that, you know, I could audition for Akashvani. And I started doing programs both in Hindi as well as in English.
The Chief Justice also shared insights on various subjects. The interview commemorating the Supreme Court's 75th anniversary will be broadcast tonight at 9:30 p.m. In cricket, New Zealand have scored 198 for 5 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of the second test against India at Pune. The visitors now have a lead of 301 runs. Earlier today, Mitchell Santner's 7-wicket haul sent the hosts back to the pavilion one after another without much change on the scoreboard. They were all out for 156 in their first innings, giving a 103-run lead to New Zealand. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Germany sign MOUs and agreements in various fields to boost bilateral relationship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges resolution in Ukraine and West Asia conflicts, says India is committed to global peace. Indian and Chinese troops begin disengagement in Deptang and Demchok after over 4 years standoff in eastern Ladakh. Nominations for first phase assembly elections in Jharkhand end. Relief and rescue operations on war footing in Odisha and West Bengal. Severe cyclone Dana turns into deep depression. And in cricket, New Zealand take commanding lead of 301 runs against India on second day of Pune test. That is all in the news at night. Good night.